Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. Today, protecting your Medicare number and information to prevent identity theft. Most Americans have received an impersonation scam call where the caller says they are a member of law enforcement or a fake family member. According to the FTC in a recent consumer alert, impersonation scams are the most reported type of scam. The scammers may not always ask for your money, but they may ask for your personal information, including your Medicare number. If you have Medicare, you should protect your Medicare card and number like you would any credit card. Scammers can steal your identity by using your Medicare number, and this is becoming more and more common. Here are some tips for protecting yourself from identity theft and healthcare fraud. First, don't share or confirm your Medicare or Social Security number with anyone who contacts you by phone, text, or email saying they are from a government agency. If you answer a call, hang up, and call the phone number on your Medicare card or on the company or government agency's website and verify the authenticity of the request. Medicare already has your information and will not contact you and ask for your Medicare number. Don't let anyone borrow or use your Medicare number or card. And last, review your Medicare summary notice and be sure you and Medicare are only being charged for actual services and supplies received. Additional information and resources can be found at medicare.gov and ftc.gov. If you believe you are a victim of an online scam, you should report the incident to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov or call your local FBI field office. This has been your weekly Tech Tuesday from the FBI.